making it clear that this sort of activity on campus, first, is the exception and not the rule, but is completely unacceptable and will not be tolerated by anyone.
Mark Cohen is president of the SUNY Student Assembly. He and other members are speaking out against hate speech that occurred on the SUNY Geneseo campus last Friday. A student reported finding a swastika with the word Trump written on it outside of a dorm hall. Cohen calls the campus incident disturbing.
The power of the students, both at SUNY Geneseo and the State University of New York, transcends any hate and discrimination, and that's indicative of what SUNY's made of.
Cohen tells us he and more than 350 student leaders were gathered this past weekend for their fall conference. They had a chance to unanimously support SUNY's diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, and they condemn the display on SUNY Geneseo's campus.
And to see students recognizing that we can't dwell on the past, but have to look forward to the future, have to recognize that we are the leaders of tomorrow, and if we want to see a change, we need to be that change. And seeing that from 350 of SUNY's finest was encouraging for me as a leader, but was encouraging for me as someone who's going to raise his kids in the next generation.
Monday afternoon, a racist flyer was found on the UB North campus at Clemens Hall. It stated, "Are you sick of anti-white propaganda in college?" UB President Satish Tripathi issued a campus-wide email and in social media where he encouraged civil dialogue and mutual respect for diversity of people. UB is calling it an isolated incident and in a statement said discriminatory behavior or conduct will not be tolerated. Meanwhile, Cohen and other SUNY student leaders encourage anyone to avail themselves of counseling services that are provided by the campuses. They are also asking every student to move forward with united force and resolve any fight against prejudice.
The responsibility of the campus, and it's the responsibility of student leaders to point those students in the direction of help. And it shouldn't be frowned upon by anyone to seek help and talk these things out. It's a show of strength, not a show of weakness.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.